elections, but also a special election period that allows you to make this change. Please call me today at 864-307-8484, and we will get the ball rolling.
There you go, listener. Just give Gary a call at 864-307-8484 today. And always remember, if Gary does not represent a specific plan that you are looking for, he will shepherd you through Medicare. You will thank me later.
Trees, if you love your trees, won't you please leave it to Schneider Tree Care.
Hey, it's Bo Thompson here with my friend Eric Schneider of Schneider Tree Care.
You know, Bo, there's guys out there that can cut stuff down. I know, and we can do that too. But when it comes to long-term health of our community and our tree canopy, yeah, I've got a whole staff of guys that just really, they're tree geeks. They love what they do, and they don't have just a removal to sell. They can actually walk the property with you and give you a comprehensive plan on how to care for your trees and shrubs long-term.
So protect that investment that is your yard and make sure it thrives now and in the future. Go to SchneiderTree.com. Learn about their services, tree removal, trimming and pruning, emergency services, mulch and maintenance, SchneiderTree.com.
So for your trees, please leave it to Schneider Tree Care.
Are you a veteran needing help with your VA claim? Have you filed a claim, but it's been a long time since you've heard from the VA? Robert Surface, a certified VA attorney in Honeyapath, South Carolina, can help. Call him at 864-235-0886 for an appointment, or go to his website at surfacelawfirm.com. Let's sit down together and talk about your VA claim and come up with a solution. Call 864-235-0886 today.
Breathe easier in your home with Zero-Res air duct cleaning. You'd be shocked at the amount of dust and debris that is currently sitting in your duct system. With Zero-Res carpet and air duct cleaning having over 4,000 reviews and a 4.8 rating, you can trust Zero-Res to get your air ducts insanely clean. Right now, mention me, Mickey Plowler, and The Roar, and you get a free dryer vent cleaning with your air duct cleaning. Use promo code FREEDRY when scheduling online at ZeroResGreenville.com. That's ZeroResGreenville.com.
Crank it up and embarrass your children. The Roar, where every day is game day.
Ships at sea. How are you today, Producer Ramon? I don't hear a word you're saying.
I said I was great.
Okay.
I was in remote mode.
Remote mode. You were getting a little excited there when Clemson scored those two runs and had the bases loaded in the fifth inning. Yeah.
I did.
And
that would have been really cool.
Yeah, and with good reason. Look, sometimes you just have to. You just have to acknowledge reality, all right? And the reality is that they're just too good.
That's just the reality. They're just too stinking good. They're not losing to Clemson. They're not losing to anybody. They're going to win the national title again, and no one can do anything about it. And we can act like there's some other alternative, there's some other possibility, but there just isn't. You know, honestly, I think you do well not to get run ruled by them. By the way, I hate run ruled. I hate run rule, mercy rule, slaughter rule, call whatever you want. I hate that crap. I'll tell you why in a second. And I thought Clemson played pretty well. I mean, look, the first couple innings, there were three defensive faux pas, which didn't help. Now, that first inning, I thought Valerie got aided by wind that appeared to be blowing in. And there were four or five balls that were hit to the wall. And I was concerned right from the get-go. I mean, they're just scary. I mean, that team is just frightening in terms of having to play them. They just are.
Yeah, but they made all those errors.
They did, which they haven't done all year. There's really
See, that's why I got excited.
Yeah, and in the fifth inning, they had their own sort of bad news bears meltdown and made a number of mistakes that they don't normally make. They're also the best fielding team in the country, so they don't normally do that. You know, I thought for the most part Clemson played well. You know, the problem is this is like playing professionals. They adjust, they communicate with each other. I thought Valerie came out and early on went with a lot of drop balls. I think she sort of changed that strategy a little after that because Oklahoma was all over those drop balls in that first inning. And they just, fly balls to the wall four or five times. And honestly, every one of those balls that was hit, I thought at the crack of the bat they were gone. And I was glad to see that the park held them early. And then I thought the wind shifted at some point. You hang in. But the next thing you know, they're hitting, grand slams. They had three home runs. This is what they do. This whole lineup just rakes. And, here's the thing. When Clemson was facing Auburn, you faced a good pitcher in Matty Penta. These cats have three of those. Three starting pitchers who have better earned run averages than Matty Penta. And two of them way better than Matty Penta. Way better. I mean, ERAs of 0.5 and 0.7. And you didn't face those two today. You faced pitcher number three today, in theory. I just don't know what anybody does against them. I don't. I mean, I think Clemson's really good. I think really tough. I think this will continue to grow the program, this type of experience. But, I mean, these people do this crap every year. 2 years ago, they went 56-4. Last year, they went 59-3. This year, they've lost one stinking game, and they've won 46 games in a row. And, we can sit here and we can try and figure out ways to get around that. There's no way around it. You know what I mean? I mean, this team is 2 years ago again. 2 years ago, 56-4, they win the national title. Last year, 59-3, they win the national title. This year, they've lost one stinking game. And I know they like to compare their teams. I think this is the best team they've had. I think you look at this team top to bottom. Three pitchers with ERAs of 1.1 or below, three starting pitchers, great bullpen, great defense, and a lineup that just there is nowhere to go. There's just nowhere to go against them. Your worst hitter hits .341. What? You have five hitters hitting over .400. It's a professional team. It's essentially like a professional team. It's a professional organization. They rule the world of college softball. They just do. They dominate their sport maybe like no one else does right now to a degree that no other team does. Not even, Georgia in college football. Nobody does. They're just too good. You can hang around for a while, but, eventually they're just going to get you. And it starts right at the top with Coleman and Jennings. Their one and two hitters are just like almost impossible to get out. And they'll both inside out the ball, especially Coleman. Coleman will inside out the ball, inside out you to death. But they're just, it's a machine. It's just, it's a stinking machine. I do think it's the next step in Clemson's evolution. Huh? I think you play this team and you find out where you stand. I think it tells you where you are. You know where you have to be. You know what the next step is. And again, this team, look, this team is a next step up for everyone. This isn't just Clemson who came into this thing as the 16 seed. This is the 15 seed, the 14 seed, the 13 seed, the 8 seed, the 7 seed, 6 seed, 5th seed, 4th. I don't care what seed you are. You're not beating them. You're just not. You're not beating them. That's the reality. The reality is they're just too stinking good. You know, their pitching is too good. Their hitting is too good. They're just too good. You know, again, you face one of the elite pitchers in college softball when you faced Auburn. And yet, this team has three starters with better ERAs than she does. And two with significantly better ERAs. Much better. They've lost one game. They haven't lost in 46. I swear to God, I think you're good. I think you're good just to stay under the run rule thing when you play them. I do. Now, that can't be your mentality, and it's certainly not Clemson's mentality in terms of approach to playing Oklahoma, but it is the reality of playing this bunch. You can stick around for a little while, but it's just too hard. Valerie Cagle's the best player in the country. She can't get through this lineup. No one's getting through this lineup. What are we talking about? How on earth are you getting through this lineup? It's like the all-time murderer's row. I mean, who the hell has 500-400 hitters in a lineup? You know what I mean? It's just like, it's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. And nine hitters who hit 341 or better. Where do you go for air? You know, normally there's some suck-a player somewhere. You know, there's some...
that you can get a leg out
right,
on.
Right, right. You get a stinking break. You know, if I can... You know, in other words, here's the thing. You can pitch around somebody. You know, you can pitch around this 400 hitter to get to the 275 hitter. Bzz, wrong answer. There are no 275 hitters. That's the problem. There's nowhere to go to breathe against them. I mean, honestly, it's almost unfair. They have built a softball machine. And if you dare get in their way, you get run over. But again, I think Clemson competed. I think that, you know, you hung in there. You cut it to 4-2 in the fifth inning. You know, you felt like you had a little bit of a chance that you come right out and they load the bases in a grand slam. And then, you know, like 2 seconds later, it's over. But that's what they do. That's what happens when there's nowhere to go to breathe. You know, it's just the reality of playing this team right now. They are the queens of the softball world, kings of the softball world, however you prefer it. And they're just better than everybody else. Period. End of story. Just plain better. And we can dream up, you know, ways that this can happen and that can happen. There's no way it can happen. It can't happen. You know, I think anybody beats them once, it's going to be a miracle. I do. I think if they lose one game, it'll be a miracle. Because I mean, I don't think they played their best today. I mean, I thought, you know, maybe three or four of those balls in that first inning well could have gone over the wall. And then, you know, Clemson hung tough, hung around. I think, you know, as was talked about, had good at-bats. But, you know, good at-bats against great pitching means you score two runs. That's what it means. That's not enough. You know, we said the other day, the only way to beat this team was going to be you're going to have to hang around and you were going to have to outscore them. You're going to have to win 6-5, 7-6. You're going to have to win a game like that. But you just couldn't string anything together. You had some opportunities early in the game, but, you know, that's what happens when you play a team that's just better than you. And they're not just better than Clemson. They're better than everybody. They're an absolute machine. But again, I think this is how you grow. I think you grow by going up against the best there is and finding out where you stand. And I think this is another step forward for this Clemson softball program. I mean, this isn't going to end well against this softball team, but it's not going to end well for anybody against this softball team. They're going to win the national championship again, and there's not a thing anybody can do about it. It just isn't. I mean, we can try and invent methods all we want. We can come up with...
I still didn't care for that coach.
Well, you know, I want to talk about that a little bit, because there's an evil empire element to these people as well.
I thought so too.
Well, do you remember I said this, like, I don't know, whenever we learned of what the matchups were going to be, I said, you know, not only is Oklahoma great, but there's a sort of a Tennessee baseball element to them from last year. Do you remember I said that?
Yeah, I heard you say that.
You know, Tennessee last year were a bunch of absolute A's. I mean, just disgusting, terrible sportsmanship, all that stuff. No, I'm not saying Oklahoma is bad as Tennessee, but there's a bit of that. You know, every time they hit a home run, they're doing dances and pirouettes around the baseline. You know, I'm rooting for some sprained ankles and twisted knees. You know, if you're gonna mess around with the sort of unwritten rules of baseball, softball, then I don't mind that you get hurt doing it. I don't. But I've been watching this. I've been watching. Every time this team hits a home run, they're doing a bigger celebration around the bases. So there is a little bit of that Tennessee baseball team from a year ago, except that these people actually win. That Tennessee baseball team actually was overrated all along. These people, you got to give them that. They actually win. And look, they know they're good, because all these they can do is win. I mean, you know, think about this.
Well, if you've only lost one.
Yeah, well, think about this, Ramona.
I mean, come on.
They've lost, what is it? They've lost 8 games in 3 years.
Oh.
In 3 years. 8 games. 8 stinking games in 3 years.
Have a little humility.
Yeah. I mean, let somebody else win once in a while.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Seminole Ted. What's going on, Ted?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. You know, the one thing that I could probably compare that softball team to
what?
Is maybe the UCLA basketball teams of the 60s and 70s that ended up reeling off 7 in a row.
Yeah, and I mean, and that was – or the Connecticut women's basketball team. Connecticut – let's not forget, Connecticut women won 113 straight games, and then separately they won 91 straight games. So, you know, maybe that's the actual benchmark. But in the here and now, these people are just too freaking good. And they know it. And they know it. See, that's the thing. They're not only too freaking good, but they know it. They're arrogant. They are. They're arrogant. There's no question about it.
Well, I know last year Florida State took them to the brink and ended up losing as heartbreaker, but that's a good team, and like you said, they know they're great. Just wanted to bring up real quick, you know, Monday's Memorial Day, and, you know, it's not one of those happy, happy, joy, joy holidays. It's a very somber day that we recognize those men and women who pay the ultimate price for us to sit around and eat hot dogs and hamburgers.
That's right.
And, you know, just...
That's right. This is not a holiday for stuffing your face. You can stuff your face if you want. We encourage you to stuff your face. As long as at some point in the stuffing, you stop and remember the reason that you're off from work.
100%. I got a really good friend of mine. His dad died in a chopper accident. We do a shot to him, and we do a shot to a friend of mine who died in Afghanistan every year 100%. On Memorial Day, so that those memories live on.
Yep.
Well, have a good weekend, Walt. Thanks, Enjoy Dad. Your time off.
Yep. Remember the reason for the day, and that's what we're saying. You know, it's not just a holiday for gluttony. It's a specific cause. It's to remember all of those who gave all in service for this country. Joe. Joe, how are you, Joe? Good to have you.
Hey, Walt. I'm doing great. Last night was pretty good. I think tomorrow night's going to be even better. I'm feeling it, Walt. And most, and also, did you notice the heat feeling it? I saw a little fear and intrepidation on Eric Spoelstra's face.
Yeah.
And old Jimmy, he didn't do too well. I guess he's not going to post an Instagram post about that. what do you
Joe.
Think they were popping the champagne on
Joe
the back?
Talking noise now, down 3-2. Hey, look, I have been on Twitter from the time and on the show from the time they went down 3-0 saying I did not think it was over. I don't know why, but I did not think it was over, despite the 150-0. And yesterday, Ramona, as you know, I gave out the Celtics minus 8.5. I said they'd win by 20, and they led by 20 all game. They led by 20 all game. Now, for one stinking second, with like a minute left, it got down to 10, and you wondered whether they were actually going to cover the 8.5 for the Degenerates, but they widened it back to 13. But it was that was a legit 20-point blowout all game long, and the Celtics just took it to Miami right from the get-go. It's going to require that same type of defensive intensity. Miami still does a lot of things well, and it's going to require that same type of effort down in Miami. And I haven't even looked at the odds today, but I would guess that the Celtics are now favored to win the series despite the fact they are down 3-2 and playing Game 6 on the road.
Hey, I heard this one analyst, he was like saying Jimmy Butler's saving himself. Well, I guess he's saving himself for the Cavs at Cancun or something. I don't know, but,
Look at Joe! He's going Captain Misery thinking this thing was all over to talking all sorts of noise about Jimmy Butler Cancun and, Misery.
Yeah. I mean, he's close to Cancun. Well, he's down in
Miami.
That's
right. Doesn't have to go far.
And, so I'm feeling Boston by 10. I really do. And I think we'll wrap it up in Boston on Monday night. But, yep, Monday's about the people who gave the ultimate price, and freedom's not free. I'm going to honor my great uncle who died in Normandy. And I would encourage everybody else to just take 15 minutes just to think about it. Appreciate it, Walt.
Thank you, Joe. And thank you to your uncle and your family. It's like we said, if there are kids around, as I imagine there are for some of these celebrations, let them know. Let them know. You know, let them stuff their face with hamburgers and ice cream and everything else. But let them know. Tell the stories. Almost everybody has somebody who has served, and many know people who have given all for that price. So by all means, let them know. I don't know, Ramon. I've watched the softball team. I just think they're too stinking good. I think that's the reality of the situation. I think they have whatever answers you think you have, no matter who you are, you just don't have enough of them. Clemson's a great team, really well coached. Valerie Cagle's probably the best player in the country, as we've said. But, it's like they have a whole team of robots, It's like they have a whole team full of Valerie Cagles. It's what it's like playing against them. And I think Clemson competed their butts off today. I do. I think they gave everything they had. I think they competed as hard as they could. I don't think they, you had the early moments that were probably just nerves, but I don't think they played scared. I didn't feel like they played scared. I thought they played hard and they did everything they could. I just think you're up against an absolute monster. And I know Oklahoma people might want to say this team is better. And look, this team hasn't finished yet. This team has to finish to be regarded that way. I think this team's better than last year's team, and I think they're better than the year before. I think this is the best Oklahoma team. I think this may be the best softball team we've ever seen. I do. I think they just – I think when you look at them top to bottom and you look for areas of weakness, there just aren't any. And I don't remember ever thinking that before. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
What goes into a Bojangles scratch-made biscuit? 49 savory steps. Get a scratch-made Cajun filet biscuit from Bojangles today. Order ahead on our app. It's Bo time.
If you are mattress shopping, look no further than Engineered Sleep. Visit their showroom in Greenville and try their S-Duo. This two-piece hybrid mattress is their most popular seller, and it's available in six different firmnesses. If it's in stock, you can pick it up the same day, or they can schedule a delivery and set it up for free, plus take away your old mattress. Take advantage of their Memorial Day sale all month long. Save 15% and get a free gift. Call 866-244-0898 or go to engineeredsleep.com. Better sleep, rest assured.
If you have sinking concrete around your home, Canteen Foundation Specialists can lift and restore your concrete to help eliminate trip hazards and pooling water problems. We level concrete driveways, walkways, patios, pool decks, and slabs in South Carolina, North Carolina, and Georgia using a proven polyurethane foam injection solution called PolyLevel. With PolyLevel, we can quickly restore the appearance and safety of your concrete without the mess or cost replacement of traditional mud jacking. Call today, 1-844-333-7354.
The month of May is Military Appreciation Month, and Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, would like to thank those who have put their lives on the line for our freedoms. Special news reporter during World War II, Elmer Davis, said it best, quote, "This will remain the land of the free so long as it is the home of the brave." Take some time out of your day to thank a veteran, their families, and those serving and sacrificing in active duty. From Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, thank you for your service to keep Tiger fans around the world safe.
Trust the team from R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports for all things golf cart related. Your upstate easy-go dealer, R&R Golf Carts does it all. From lithium battery conversions to sales, services, and parts. New and used and rentals, R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports, along with EasyGo, has you covered in Seneca and in Anderson. Pickup and delivery service is also a part of what makes them different. Serving the upstate and beyond, R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports, Clemson Boulevard in Anderson and Highway 123 in Seneca.
I'm here again with Morgan Coleman of Joan Herlong & Associates, Sotheby's International Realty, addressing such a frequently asked question I know you get all the time. I'm seeing my home value continue to rise in this ever-growing market, so tell me, when's the best time to sell?
Selling your home is entirely up to your timeline. However, busy spring market is from around March to June, and that is a great time to sell if you are wanting to move into your next home at the start of summer. Summer can be a good time if you're looking to get in your home before the start of the school year in August. The busy fall market picks up around Labor Day and runs to the middle of November. It's never too early to start the conversations and prepare your home to sell, even if you aren't going to sell for another 6+ months.
Well, there you have it. If you've been on the fence about considering selling, it doesn't hurt to start the conversation now. Reach out to Morgan Coleman at 864-313-7639.
Start your summer with savings on Michelin tires at the Pendleton Tire Company. Between May 17th and June 16th, get up to $110 via reward card after online submission with the purchase of four new Michelin passenger or light truck tires totaling $850 or more. Tire purchases totaling less than $850 receive $50. Call Joey or Zach at 864-646-3694 or check out PendletonTire.com. See MichelinMan.com/auto/deals-promotions for complete details. Offer expires June 16th, 2023. Void where prohibited.
Hey guys, it's time to get lean, get fit, and get that alpha feeling back. Get that weight off today with a customized testosterone or semaglutide plan from Low Country Male. Semaglutide patients are on average losing 35 pounds or 15% of their body fat with no dietary restrictions or exercise. Low Country Male offers testosterone replacement, semaglutide, growth hormone peptides, and ED plans, all with easy monthly payments that include doctor visits, labs, medication, and primary care. Book today.